Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Sun Toyota Weather Center.
The Drew Garabo Live featured cut of the day on the Bone app.
Well, another reason it's so sad that Live PD is leaving Pasco is because you won't see stories like this anymore in this episode of Do Not Pasco. So, dude is using a blower to clear his yard, and then a neighbor, identified by deputies as Johnny Plaster Jr., which definitely should be a porn star name, Johnny Plaster Jr., allegedly walked over to him and sprayed him, causing dirt and water to hit the victim in the face and upper body. Drew Grove Alive, hello, who are you?
Hey, hello.
Hi, hello.
Hey, man, I'm the guy that, I'm Johnny Plaster, the one that allegedly said I sprayed the guy with the pressure washer. That's a bunch of BS.
Drew Garabo Live, every day from 2 to 6 p.m. Real, raw radio on 102.5 The Bone. It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. There are a lot of things I don't understand on this radio station. But given our current situation here, I don't care enough to ask. Except like today I came up about the Tom Petty music in the
right.
St. Patrick's Day promo.
Yeah.
Well, you're never going to see me go talk to somebody about it. I'll just talk about it on the air.
Is Tom Petty Irish?
No.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's dead. I wish I had the promo. I don't even remember what song
and
it was.
And certainly not known for being Irish. Not like, you know, oh yeah, you know Tom Petty. And
like you too. Known for being Irish.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I just didn't know if he was, like, affiliated with, like, St. Paddy's Day or something, or, like, if there was a reason behind they actually might.
Nope.
Like, they just used it because.
If there is that much thinking going into it, then it shouldn't have been done in the first place. You have it there, Spanish? So. Let me hear it. Okay.
No.
St. Paddy's Day is on a weekend this year.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not sure you realize how great that
is. Okay, right away.
Let's
walk this way. It's not so bad. It's a little upbeat.
The phone wants to make sure that you do the appropriate.
Not very Irishy, but there is a pub crawl walk.
On a party. So first up, a St. Paddy's Day block party in downtown.
Now right there, it should have went. Something.
St. Pete. Live music starts at 1.
Instead, slow-ass, old-school classic rock.
P.M. Then at 5 p.m., a pub crawl with Spanish and Carmen kicking off at the craft.
It's like whoever makes these thinks is doing it from another state, and they think this is a classic rock station.
The Squirrel on Central Avenue.
And this.
Walk back down.
So I walk back down.
Not a bad song.
No, but it doesn't just belong does in the yeah. promo.
Now, do you guys play all these songs?
No. Also, here you go. Can I just throw this in there?
Ay. Here, I'm going to...
Flogging Molly.
Or if you have to be really uncreative.
Yeah, you want to be really on the nose, yeah.
It all starts on Saturday with a pub crawl. Spanish and old Carmen. Grab your shamrock and your bait.
You go from that to this.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you're being like, hey... go. We're trying to be every Irish song that we know.
Bud Light specials. All of this leading up to a performance by Pitbull Toddler capping off the night.
Now that should go into...
So come out and get all Irish with us.
Happy Paddy's Day! Woo!
That means drink Bud Light. Saturday, March 16th with Bud Light and 102.5 The Bone.
Horrible.
Boom. You know, it's funny because I am Irish. Both sides of my family, 100% Irish.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm still offended.
We did the 23andMe, and I was 99.9% Irish and stuff. Grew up in Chicago. I remember them doing the River Screen, and I remember they used to play. Yeah, we used to love that, man. That was our big Irish song. Then we'd be like, play more Tom Petty.
Oh, man.
Turn this off. Why are you playing that?
Oh, man. We got some Freebird next.
By the way, Tom Petty, just so you know, is English, some Scottish, a little bit of Northern Irish.
Oh, Welsh, well, that's it then.
And a distant Swiss German. So that's
Tom Petty. On St. Patrick's Day, I won't back down.
You know, I'm dead, you know.
Give me some potatoes and beer.
My dead Tom Petty is Norm MacDonald.
You guys know I'm dead.
Oh, Jesus.
Nailed it.
So that wasn't even really what I was going to talk about. What I was going to talk about was something we started talking about off the air.
Not to interrupt you, but real quick. Joey just put up on their video of a girl in a green bikini.
Yes.
Yay.
Totally makes sense.
Green,
I got
green,
it, Joey.
Green.
You did it. You got it.
Killed it.
Totally makes sense. I'm so glad you didn't put Tom Petty up there.
It's a St. Patrick's Day bikini show that he's showing.
Simple.
Which we should probably do. We did do a contest before you were here called Fatty McPatty.
That sounds great. Right up my alley.
We found our fattest listener. We had a scale. We did it at Uggs and Jugs. And we had a scale. And we weighed the people, and our fattest listener was a lady. She clocked in at like 4 bills.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was Fatty McPatty for a whole year.
That's awesome.
Yep.
A lot of cash and prizes.
Just potatoes.
Yeah. Raw.
Cheese.
And
no, just raw potatoes. You're throwing them at her.
Gnawing on them.
So that's not what you're going to. What were you going to talk about?
No, so I follow I don't know like who does social media for the Bone.
You know why you don't know? Because it's not Jerry, one guy. It's not one person.
Well, who's the guy who does it for hot?
No,
that guy does it right.
It's everybody.
I don't know.
So I see like on social media sometimes, hot will have it's No Music Mondays with Miguel and Holly, and they have a picture that they've taken of Miguel and Holly that's like a studio picture or some sort of promo shot with their logo on it and the station logo, and then it'll say words and play music in the background. I'm like, that's pretty awesome. And it says, don't forget, no commercials today or whatever. And then yesterday, for 102.5 The Bone, in their social media story, I saw it, and I don't know what was going on, but we were covering some sort of hot remote somewhere. It was some sort of ribbon-cutting ceremony for a place that I wasn't even 100% sure what it was, and all I saw was Miguel and a hot 101.5 tent in it, and it's the 102.5 The Bone story, and this guy's rambling on for like, you know, a half hour before he cuts a banner, and I go, what is this, and why are we there? I have no idea what was going on. Then Spanish said during the break that he believed it was for ladies' parts rejuvenation.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, Tampa rejuvenation. Is that what they do? They rejuvenate your parts?
No, I think they rejuvenate your body, maybe.
Yeah.
So why were we covering the Hot 101.5 ribbon-cutting ceremony?
Well, I think Micah was also out there. And Micah, not on Hot, she's on the ball.
But she was not on the video, or if she was, she was. All I saw was Miguel and a Hot 101.5 tent. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry.
And I won't back down.
Shut up. I don't get it, but it doesn't matter.
You guys ready for Christmas? On a dark desert highway. Right?
Yeah.
What was the last one? It was, hold on. I got to play it. I can't even.
I know what it is.
Don't even say it.
I know what
you guys
is.
Ready for 4th of July? From the lips of an angel.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Here it was. It was like, join the Mike Calta show this Friday.
No, but you know what it was?
No.
Football's back in gear. And we're ready. Go Bucks. Blah, blah, blah. It was a football promo.
Easy lover.
Yeah. You know. old Susu Studio, man.
Yeah.
Love some American football.
I don't get me wrong. It's a great song.
Fantastic song. No one's ever correlated this song to football. Nobody's ever heard this and went, are the Bucks playing today?
Also, it's from when I was in grade school. At least it wasn't this.
Oh, man.
This was in one of the other programs. You know when you use that? You know when you use that song?
Yeah, when Axel Foley's chasing somebody.
What is this?
You use this when when this one's overused.
Yeah.
Join the Mike Calvin Show for St. Patrick's Day this Friday night at the 5 o'clock club in Sarasota.
Who's ready for New Year's Eve? Oh, yeah.
Sweet dreams.
That's why.
This Saturday night. Pitbull Toddler. Anyway, not complaining. I just observations. You know this song? This is a great Fangy song.
I don't think I know this song.
Down in Jamaica, yes, I do. They got lots of pretty women.
Anyway, real quick, I just have one more. 102.5 The Bone wants to send you to Cabo San Lucas for a spring break.
It's gonna be a party.
So good.
I want to do bad promos. I think we should have a new thing. It's just bad promos Tuesday. We just keep doing them.
It's 4th of July. Oh man, these are some really good songs though.
I don't know how this.
Oh, I gotta make me a good faggy. Listen, oh man. The NFL is back. That's the best.
This September 11th.
I was tired of my lady.
Tired of my lady.
By the way, that is the best. This September 11th. There's so many good songs you could play. Oh, man. You want to hear a good song I just found?
Seriously, though, we will be playing. Oh, yeah.
That's a good song.
Seriously, though, we will be playing this Friday at the 5 o'clock club in Sarasota. Pitbull Toddler.
Let's party!
Wet t-shirt contest!
That's great. Absolutely fantastic.
Spring
break!
I got one more. Join Carmen for singles night! Oh, come on. Work.
My favorite.
If you're 24 and under, come and party.
Weird.
My favorite was 9/11. Join 102.5 The Bone as we salute the people we lost in 9/11.
Yes.
hit.
That is some top-notch work, guys.
Mike Cal, the show. Good morning.
Hey, man, I got a good one for you. How about paint it black for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Nothing says I love you like a slow-ass song of old English dudes. Thank you. Hey, Steven, good morning. You're on the Mike Cal, the show.
Yeah, hi, Mike Cal. You guys got a great show. I just wanted to talk to Spanish and about yourself, about Amsterdam. I lived over there for about 7 years. I got over there in 96.
It's weird. I can hear it in your voice. It's kind of like I wouldn't know if you were retarded or from Amsterdam when I was talking to you. You got like a little bit of hint of something, and I'd be like, is this guy touched in some way? Or is he?
I'll take you off this speakerphone.
No. It's your voice. I mean, it's your accent.
It's a little bit like he's deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Like deaf.
Or maybe Dutch.
I figured
it's not. It's not bad. It's almost like once you know what it is, you know it's not deaf. It becomes classy.
Hey, what are you guys doing today?
Right. I said, what are you doing today?
About 2:30. Yeah.
Anyway, you lived in Amsterdam.
I'm on my way home from work. But anyway, I picked up the grandkids and I was just pulling in the house.
Oh, how old of a man are you? You sound very young.
No, I'm 62.
And how long did you live in Amsterdam? Did you grow up there?
7 years. Seven years. I came out of in six, moved back. But anyway, when I first got over there, it was a Gilden. So it was $25 was 50 Gilden. So when you go to the red light district, you're only paying $25.
And that was before they had all the AIDS back then.
Mm. Well, yeah, but they're all monitored. They're all checked they're all checked, and they have to go every 3 months to a doctor to stay in them.
It's like when you go to a restaurant here, and they mark it out front from the Board of Health, A, B, just let you know. This one here is cheap, but you're probably going to get AIDS.
Once you're over there, it's just another city. But once you just traveling through, it's a fun place.
I believe every major city should have a red light district.
Yes.
Oh, I think we should have them here.
Just like I mean, honest, in all honesty.
That's it.
Just a place to go for people like Robert Kraft and those sort of guys who want to go that don't have to worry about anything.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And then you take the people off the streets and you take the people that say in St. Pete, they have some kind of 1 out of 5 person from 18 to 25 has some kind of disease.
Yeah, okay, so, I don't need that. All right. Well, thank you for the call. And your statistics make me believe Spanish has something.
Definitely not, but I appreciate it.
Thank you, pal. Well, sorry.
I like to think of it, Spanish gave them something.
Yeah. You guys really should.
Carrier.
You should go to Amsterdam. You really should.
Pass.
Nah, you would love it.
I would like to go, but not for that reason.
No, right. Yeah, you don't even need to go to Red Light District and still have an amazing time.
I didn't say I wouldn't go, but I'd like to go see it. But
it's a gorgeous city.
Yeah, I'd like to go see the city, and I'd like to go do some weird drugs for a couple of days just to say you do. You want to eat in Italy, you want to do drugs in Amsterdam. Yeah. That's the way it works out.
Go to a museum. Don't throw up in front of the Van Gogh Museum. They don't like that.
Hey, real quick, I got one more because it is a great suggestion from Steven Mosser on Twitter. Can you kill that music? Join 102.5 The Bone for Monster Jam. Come on.
I actually think this works better than most of the ones I use here.
Oh, man.
Thanks to Dominic Ferriello for being on the show today. His show, Ask the Dom, is on tomorrow night. Tomorrow's Wednesday already. Galvin will have a brand new open letter.
I will.
Friday, we're at the 5 o'clock club in Sarasota. Spread the word. Tell your friends.
John Heffron in studio tomorrow.
Oh, I love John Heffron. He'll be here tomorrow. And then one of my all-time favorites from my favorite TV show of all time, Thursday, Christina Hendricks is going to join us from Mad Men. What is she promoting? Does she have a new
show?
Doesn't matter.
She was in that Romanoffs, I believe, right? And then she was also in a show where it was her and some other chicks robbing bank. Good Girls?
That's what she is promoting.
And
Good
I
Girl.
Heard that that's actually funny. I don't know. I have not seen it.
It doesn't matter. She's so hot and plays
she really
such a
is.
Great character on that show. She's a great actress. Christina Hendricks Thursday, John Heffron tomorrow.
She was really good in Fist Fight with Ice Cube and Charlie, remember?
No.
Yeah, she was.
She was the one with the knife and she's going to open them up like a zipper and stuff. Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook.com/TheMikeCalta Show. Same thing on Instagram. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
That's a Steve Austin. I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
Now, on a side note, my cousin Sal has been married to my cousin Karen, and they've been dating since, like, second grade. Seriously.
Are they cousins?
Yeah, you said that.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Eric!
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go. Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
Go smash your fruit in the hall.
I cried a little bit. You call me a monkey.
I love you, Spanish. Oh.
Check your panties.
Come down for moose soup after.
I don't even know. How do I make something funny? I don't even.
Oh.
Next time you lose, you lose.
Fatty McFat Fat.
Mike!
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby.
Genius!
What?
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
St. Patty's Day is on a weekend this year.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not sure you realize how great that is. The Bone wants to make sure that you do the appropriate amount of partying. So, first up, a St. Patty's Day block party in downtown St. Pete. Live music starts at 1 p.m., then at 5 p.m., a pub crawl with Spanish and Carmen kicking off at the Crafty Squirrel on Central Avenue with Bud Light specials. All of this leading up to a performance by Pitbull Toddler capping off the night. So come out and get all Irish with us.
Happy Patty's Day! Woo!
That means drink Bud Light. Saturday, March 16th with Bud Light.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.